WQNA-QPR. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is KCAYVF, then after Ron, our Lady of the Air, KDAPAZ Mini. KCAYVF, please go ahead.
Well, welcome back, Randy. Thanks for doing the net and being here tonight. And Horace, good to talk to you, hear from you again. I ran into a friend of yours. Lord knows I can't remember his name. And he says, oh, no, I talk to Horace all the time. And I'm thinking, well, can you tell him we were just wondering? I looked back in the log, and it was back in November since the last time that you were on the net. So we were all worried that, you know, make sure you were okay in that. And same thing for my friend Joe down in Burton. So it was good to hear from you again. And for everyone on the net, for me, very, very busy weekend. Another working weekend. We had a friend that was in the hospital last week. He got out on Wednesday. Unfortunately, he lives in a house with four other people. There's multiple apartments in there, so it's kind of his housemates. They all decided to go up north. Well, they had nobody to take care of him. He wasn't supposed to be by himself. So my wife and I on Wednesday and Thursday ended up having him over here at the house so that we could make sure he got his meds and he was doing okay and getting fed and things like that. So he spent a couple of days with us on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday did some odds and ends works around the house, things like that. And then Saturday I continued on my floor project. I picked up the floor sanders. And it turned out to be a very tiring, excuse me, hang on. Get a cough in the middle of it there. Tiring day, or couple of days. Spent close to 20 hours sanding over the 2 days, so it was a job to get it done. I didn't think it would take that long, but it did. We did get a little relaxation on Saturday. A friend of ours was having a 4th of July party, so we went over for about 4 hours, had dinner and visited with some friends, and came back and sanded floors until 10:30 at night. So it's done. Got the sanders back to the rental shop. Unfortunately, that's all I got done was the sanding. Next week, we're having new windows put in, so I got a freshly sanded floor. I'm going to have all these contractors or all these people tracing through the house. So we had to cover the floors with contractor paper, cover all the floors up so they wouldn't get damaged. I don't want to have to sand again. So we're waiting for that for next week. And then the following week, I've got more prep work, fill nail holes and things like that I've got it sanded. And once I get that done, then probably in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be able to finally get the varnish and that on the floor. So it's a continuing project. Like I said, I hope to have it done by Labor Day. That it'll be a six-month weekend here, weekend there type of project. So only way I can do it. Let me break just for a second. Supposed to have some rain, a fair amount of rain, so they've changed the prediction a little bit, somewhere around an inch or inch and a half, I guess, over tomorrow afternoon through into Thursday morning. So just kind of be apprised of the weather. It's supposed to be a combination from Hurricane Beryl, moisture from that, and a low pressure system. So depending on where both of those track to how much rain we will get out of it, so hopefully it goes south of us for that much, but just kind of be aware of that for tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday into Thursday. So that's all I got for this round. Thanks, Randy, KC8YVF.